Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And the Dallas Mavericks made quite a splash in the offseason with some of their aggressive moves and reloaded roster. Earlier this week, I had an opportunity to visit with Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle, get his thoughts on the upcoming season, the addition of Chandler Parsons, the return of Tyson Chandler, and what it is going to take to make a deep run. Also, one of the big question marks coming into the season is managing Dirk's minutes. And we visited with Rick about his recent excursion to Germany to attend the premiere and the new documentary and film on Dirk.
Yeah, it was great. A group of people from the organization went. A few of our players, Monte Ellis went, Devin Harris went, their wives went, Michael Finley, myself, a lot of people from the business part of it that are close with Dirk, et cetera, et cetera. So we had about 40 or 50 people on the team plane and went over, and it was a terrific experience. I expected that the movie was going to be good, but it surpassed all my expectations. It was great. It's in a very, very unique format. The movie's called Nowitzki, The Perfect Shot, or in German, Der Perfekt Wurf. That's how you say it in German.
Das ist sehr gut,
yeah. Yeah. But there's no narrator in the movie. It's carried by interviews, and it just sequentially works, and it's very very creatively done, and it was terrific, and it's a great chronicling of not only Dirk's basketball life, but the people that have been important in his life, his relationship with Holger Gershwinder, his family, and virtually all of his basketball experiences. So it was really cool.
It highlights the player-coach relationship between, as you said, between Holger and Dirk. But this is going to be your seventh year to serve as Dirk's head coach, and you've had the opportunity to play and to coach truly some of the elite players in the league and be a part of that. Where do you see Dirk in terms of just the mark that he has made within the NBA?
Well, I see him as one of the top 10 or 12 all-time greatest players for a few reasons. I've pointed this out before. He's one of 12 guys that has been a 10-time All-Star, League MVP, and Finals MVP. That's pretty exclusive company there. Now he's number 10 all-time in scoring. Depending on his health and how he feels, he's got the ability to play some more years and to play very effectively, because of his style of play and just the elements of his game that have such a positive effect on our team. So, I put him up there with the all-time greats. I don't think there has been, any other superstar in that sort of class that has had to carry the load of the franchise as much as he has had to individually. The guys that I played with in Boston, Bird, Mikhail Parrish, those guys are great players, Hall of Famers, but they were all on the team together. There were four or five Hall of Famers on that team, for a number of years, and Dirk just hasn't had that luxury. And so in many ways, I consider his accomplishments to be even greater than some of those guys, and that's not taking anything away from, those guys as players, because they were all great.
Dirk is 36. He's a 16-year pro, and obviously one of the questions that you were asked about during Media Day on Monday is managing his minutes. Is there a magical number that you'd like to try to hit so that he is fresh in those late-game situations?
Well, we'd like to keep it in the 30-minute range. If we could keep it under that, that would be fantastic. We'll see. We'll see. He's worked extremely hard this summer. He's feeling good. It's going to be one of those things. There's going to be games he plays a few more. There's going to be games he plays a few less. We'll just have to work through it. But the big thing is, in the big picture, if we can keep him, at or below that 30 threshold, that's going to keep a veteran player like him fresh, for the whole season. And then, our plans are we want to be really good and get to the playoffs and go far, So you want to have enough in the tank once you get there to continue to move forward.
Well, chemistry, of course, builds championships. And obviously on this trip, one of the blessings was having an opportunity to spend more time with your players. Obviously, Dirk and Devin, they have a special relationship from years past. But the fact that Monte Ellis carved out time out of his schedule to make the trip, I mean, it really showcases just how they've blended and bonded as teammates. And that's going to pay dividends on the floor and translate on the court.
Yeah, I totally agree. Monte loves it here. Him playing with Dirk has been a great situation for both players. And so, you know, we want to make this a long-term thing with him. You know, he's got 1 year left on his contract, and he has a player option. And so we'll see what happens with all that. But those two guys really fit well together. You know, Dirk's the guy that has to be guarded everywhere on the floor, that creates space for a guy like Monte, who's probably the best in basketball at getting the ball into the paint. So they complement each other very well.
Well, you definitely like to continue to build on that equity. So let's take time now to preview the 2014, the 2015 season. And listening to you, Mark, and Donnie, I mean, you really get a sense that there's great anticipation coming into this year, that you guys have a certain look in your eye that it could be something really special.
Well, I look forward to every year. So I approach them the same. I think there's more excitement this year having Tyson Chandler back here because he was part of our championship year, and he's a guy that, you know, for a 1 year player, I mean, he's as well thought of as any 1 year player that I've ever been around or seen with a franchise, you know, over my 30 or 31 years. So that's created a lot of good feeling, and it should, you know. But we're one day into this, and we got 28 days, and then we open up at San Antonio. We're looking forward to it.
Well, you certainly have a lot of depth, but also on this roster, you have 6 players that have been starters on other teams. Is this truly a team that could take you perhaps to the promised land, like in 2011?
Well, we like the depth of the team, and I don't get into predictions or, you know, predicting numbers of wins or any of that kind of stuff. It goes without saying, pretty much our goal is to win a championship every year. Our mission this year is, you know, we want to be positioned better than we were last year headed into the playoffs. You know, we want to get a home court if we can. You know, so if we're in a game 7 like we were last year, we want to be on our home floor. So there's a lot of work to do between now and then to put ourselves in that position. But those are the kinds of goals that we have.
Okay, so obviously at the forefront of your mind, the first day of training camp was a defensive type of practice. How do you construct and build a defensive type of team and get these guys to buy in on the defensive end?
Well, we pointed out the importance of it in our meeting the night before camp, which was last night. And if you look at the stats, it's pretty clear that if you're not a top 10 defensive team, your chances of going far are very limited, unless you're just a fantastic offensive team. And, you know, last year we were somewhere around 20, 21, 22 in defense for the season. We were great on offense, so that mitigated a lot of our defensive challenges. But this year, on paper, we're better defensively, and we've got to take what we have and build it to a higher level. And we're going to have to be good on offense again. If we do that, we'll have a chance to go further.
Okay, you said you were below average defensively. In the 20, could you be a top 5, a top 10 team defensively?
Well, we believe it's possible. And a lot of it is just, you know, if we focus in on it and make it a priority, you know, from the very first day of practice, you know, we'll have a chance to get better and better. If we leave it hanging out there as this sometime thing that we're going to sometimes talk about or sometimes be serious about, we're not going to be nearly as good. So it's a priority for us.
You know, to illuminate on that point, I think back to the San Antonio series. In the first 5 games, the Spurs were obviously a very efficient team, but they were averaging 25.2 points at the end of the shot clock. In game 6, you guys held them to 23, and it just really was a great testament to, if you really lock in on things defensively, I mean, you're going to advance.
Well, and in that case, it illustrates the slim margins between winning and losing. And, you know, for instance, San Antonio has been the best team in the last few years of continuing to play, if you defend them well, the first 15, 20 seconds of the shot clock. And they were scoring a lot of points in the last 6 seconds. And as you mentioned, in game six, we took them down 2 points, and that was the difference between winning and losing. And so, you know, that's what we're talking about. And that's, again, that's the defensive end. So that's why it's so important.